Head coach Rick Strachan joins us on Panthers TV with the GMB. And Rick, it's been 36 days in charge for you now since you took charge of your first game. How do you summarise it so far?
Frustrating. You know, some great results and some poor results, inconsistencies. From one game to the next, and one period to the following period. You know, we had some great starts, and then, you know, for whatever reason, we get away from what we're doing and struggle for the rest of the game. So, you know, there's some highs and there's been some lows.
And it was a tough start because you started with a 3-3 in Scotland, and then you finally got that first win after the game in Fife. That must have been a really good feeling.
Yeah, it was. I thought we played well in the Dundee game, but you know, we didn't. But their goalie made some great saves. And in the Brayhead game, I don't think we played very well. But you know, the boys came together in the toughest one of them all. You know, in the 3-3, and got ourselves a victory in Fife.
And then straight after that, it was to the first leg of the Challenge Cup semi-final, where unfortunately we came away with a 3-goal defeat.
Yeah, it's. We didn't play very well. We took too many penalties that game. I knew we were going to be a little bit fatigued, and you know, then we actually took some, you know, put ourselves under more pressure by taking some needless penalties, and they capitalized.
And then after that, you got your first game at home since you took charge, and you got your first win at home when you beat Cardiff 2-1.
Yeah, it was. That was what the Nottingham Panthers are all about. The way we play, and the way we wanted to play. The passion, enthusiasm, and we came out there and we grinded out a win against a great hockey team.
Unfortunately, in that game, that's when you lost Janen for six games after that, and then very shortly in the next game, you lost Dylan in the first period of the win over Milton Keynes. So it was very tough after that, losing those two defensemen, one of the two key defensemen.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge blow to our team, losing two very influential defensemen who... You know, one played in the power play, one killed penalties, and it left a big hole in our team. And, when they were gone, we struggled.
And Kevin did a great job filling in for them, as best he could, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what, we put Kevin in a very difficult spot, taking a forward and making him go play D. And he battled every night, and he worked hard. But, you know, you can't replace, Dylan and Riz that easily.
And with those two guys out, we lost the game in Belfast, the really high scoring game that was the 8-5, where Chris finally had his breakout.
Yeah, it was it's not something I expected going into there. I thought it'd be a very low scoring game, but it was one of those games where, you know, it was end to end, and you know what, we scored some goals, but we gave up we made some mistakes, defensive mistakes, and they capitalized because they got a very explosive hockey team.
And then this recent run of home games, it all started with the overtime win against Belfast, which must have when that happened, you must have thought we'd turned the corner at that point.
Yeah, I thought finally we're getting the way I want them to play, and I thought they were comfortable with the way they were starting to play, and it was a huge win for us, and I thought it would really boost the confidence of the guys.
And that led into the second leg of the Challenge Cup semi-final. Unfortunately, you lost Chris before that game due to illness, which must have put a massive spanner in the works for that leg.
Yeah, it did. You know what? He's a very influential player for our team on the ice and off the ice. He's kind of an emotional leader for the guys. And, it was a weird day because we had him here in the morning for pregame skate, and he was fine. He was ready to go, and then find out that he's gone to the hospital and he wouldn't be playing.
And then from there, unfortunately, we then hit the Sheffield game where it was the 5-2 loss. Then you had the Coventry game two nights ago where it was the 3-1 loss. So it's kind of been a struggle to got going offensively in the last three home games, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been, and it's not from the lack of scoring chances or anything. And in all those games, we had our chances to put ourselves in the lead or tie the game, and you know what, the goalies played well, and we didn't finish when we had our chances. And when you keep missing those chances and missing those chances, you make one little mistake and they capitalize, and then the heads go down, and then we get them back going again. But right now the puck hadn't been going in the net. It's not because they weren't trying or the chances weren't there. The chances were there, and we just got to bear down a bit better and put them away.
And you speak about the heads going down when the goalies are making those saves. It's important to keep everyone's spirits high when the puck isn't going in the net, isn't it? For when it eventually happens, you'll get one, and then you'll get two, and then you'll get three.
Yeah, it's all about momentum and confidence. And, right now we got to keep them up. We got to keep them positive. We got to keep playing through it. We can't control what the other team's going to do. The only thing we can control is what we're going to do as individuals and as a club.
And then when we see you on the bench, even when we win, when we lose, you're very reserved, you're a very calm demeanour all the time. But when you get into the locker room with them in those defeats, and when they're making, when the team are making those mistakes, you're not afraid to kick the bins over kind of thing, are you?
Oh, definitely not. You know what? When you get on the bench, you know, I have to keep a cool head. And, you know, if you can't run around screaming and yelling and kicking things, you lose your focus, and then your players lose their focus. So, you know, when you step on the bench, you know, you got to keep your head about you. You got to, you know, make sure you're calm and cool. And if you're calm and cool, your players will be. You know, if you panic, they're going to panic. But, no, when we get in the dressing room and in practice, no, I'm a totally different guy. It's, you know, there's a different side to me. And every coach has, you know, two sides. One's calm and cool, and the other one's not so nice.
And has that always been your management style? Is that something you've adapted through the years?
No, it's something that is, you know, for playing for so long, I've had a lot of great coaches, and you know, the ones who never lost their minds on the bench are the ones that were successful. And you know, there's a time to be hard on the guys, and there's a time not to be. But you know, in between periods, there's a time to, you know, if they're not playing up to, you know, they're not playing right, you got to let them know. And you know, a stern voice. You know, in practice, you know, they're messing up drills. You got to stop it. And you got to let them know. You got, and it's not nice, and it's not please and thank you. It's, you know, there's some blue words used, but no. So you know, coaching is, every coach has a different style, and my style is, the once that game starts, when I'm on that bench, it's calm, it's cool. Don't lose your mind. In practice, you know what, there's times to get mad and blow your stack in between periods. Yeah, you can get mad, you can blow your lose your cool, but you know, once that game starts, you got to put your coaching head on.
And there's only 9 regular season games left this season, 18 points on the table, 6 of them are at home. What message do you have for the fans going into those 6 home games that we've got left in the regular season?
The message is that, you know, we're going to turn this around. You know what, this team is close. There's too much talent. They care. They want to win. You know, we got to start burying our chances, play, you know, fix a few mistakes. But we will turn this around. I can guarantee you we're going to turn this around, and we're going to make the, you know, the fans and the Nottingham Panthers happy.
All right, thanks, Rick. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.